that great is the Lord.
Yeah.
That greatly to be praised.
Yes,
not too loud, but y'all.
Praise Lord.
Is this too loud? No? Okay. Matthew chapter number 2 tonight. Simple little thought. I don't even have an outline or notes or anything. And just something the Lord dealt with me personally about this week. And I feel like probably if he dealt with me about it, he might want to deal with you about it too. Matthew chapter number 2, we've got the story of the birth of Christ. And Herod has sent out these wise men to go find the star, to find the baby, and come back and report where he's at. Of course, we know the story. The wise men do find him, but the Holy Ghost leads them in another direction when they leave. Thank God for that. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Let's look at one verse of Scripture tonight, and I'll share a thought with you. Verse number 11. The Bible said, talking about the wise men, when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. I like that.
Yeah.
Remember, this is not Jesus walking on the water.
Right. Yeah.
This is not Jesus opening blinded eyes or raising men from the dead.
Yeah. Amen.
This is a newborn baby, just hours old. And they walk in, and as soon as they do, they know they're in the presence of God. And they bow down and worship. I like that. Amen. When we get in His presence, we ought to bow down and worship. The Bible said, and when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto Him, say the word with me, gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Tonight I want to preach or just talk to you for a minute about the first Christmas gift. The first Christmas gift. We have been busy the last couple of weeks. I say my wife's been busy the last couple of weeks preparing for Christmas and decorating. Do you ever make a list of who you got to buy for and what they want? You go down through that thing. And I wasn't making a physical list, but I was kind of making a mental list. And I was trying to decide what in the world to buy my wife. And I thought about this, I thought about that. The whole time I'm going down through this thing, and I'm thinking, I need to get this something for Mama, and I need to get something. And the Holy Ghost said, where am I on that list? Where am I at on your list? And in my mind, I said, honey, I'm sorry, but you're getting bumped. So number 2. Where is Jesus on your Christmas list? If we're not careful, we get so caught up into all the stuff, all the family things, all the gifts and the presents and the get-togethers with the Sunday school church and our Sunday school at church and different the teams at church and the ladies at church. By the way, I think the ladies are going out tomorrow night to Seabreeze for their Christmas deal. And nothing wrong with that, but if we're not careful, we get so caught up in all of that, we forget about Him.
Amen.
And were it not for Him, there would be no holiday.
Amen.
Amen. I can't stand it when these people, I greet them at Walmart or wherever and they say, happy holiday. I said, which one is it?
Yeah.
I make them say it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
And if it wasn't for Jesus, we'd have nothing to celebrate.
Amen.
If it wasn't for Jesus, we'd be of all men most miserable, the Bible said. Thank God He needs to go up on our list a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, are you going to call off church on Christmas this year because Christmas is on Sunday? No.
Amen.
No. We probably won't do the buses or Sunday school, but we're going to have church.
Amen.
We're going to meet and we're going to worship Him because if it wasn't for that baby laying in that manger, we'd be on our way to hell tonight.
Amen.
We need to bump Him up on the list.
Amen.
Where's He at on yours? We're not careful, all the other stuff will consume our thoughts and consume our minds. And we can give to the Lord. I preached a message one time on what do you give the one who has everything? Well, you can give Him more of you. You can give him more of you. I remember a preacher making a statement one time. and I kind of borrowed it, was Brother Tom Hayes, talking about Abraham and Isaac. Brother Tom said God didn't want Isaac. God never intended for Isaac to die.
That's right.
He wanted more of Abraham.
Yes, sir.
And if God wanted more of Abraham, he wants more of Robert.
Yeah.
And Eddie, I pointed at me and said, Robert. He wants more of us. He wants more of you and I.
Yes,
what area in our life could we give God more of?
Right. Yeah.
If we're not careful, we'll do like most Christians, and God's welcome to this area in our life and stay out of this one.
Yeah.
We got areas where God's just not really allowed to go. We okay? God don't want to just ride the boat. He wants to drive.
Amen.
We need to give God more of ourselves. I'll give you three simple thoughts tonight. You've probably heard this 100 times, but you're going to hear it again. I'll tell you something I can give God this year. I give him a little more of my time. I can give God a little more of my time. People say, "Oh, we're just so busy." That's what this world is.
Yeah.
This world—if you're going to—if you're going to have time for God, you're going to have to make it.
Right.
You may have to sacrifice something else. Listen, I'm not talking about time when you come to church. I'm not talking about time just when you go on visitation or you go by and make a hospital visit. I'm not just talking about time when you're blessing to somebody else. I'm talking about time spent with Him,
yeah,
in communion with the Lord. Somebody tried to call me a couple times today, and finally I didn't call them back. I was on the way to church and talked all the way into the building. And they said, you're ignoring my calls. I said, well, I was talking to somebody else. I don't always want to be available. I cut the ringer off.
Amen.
Are we okay?
Amen.
You said, what if I need you real bad? What good would I do you if I hadn't spent no time with Him?
Amen.
Somebody say amen right there. What good do we do our children? What good do we do our families if we hadn't spent time with God?
Amen.
Every one of us, I guarantee you, if we were honest, we could say, I could spend more time with God. I could give Him more time. We could say, Lord, for Christmas this year, I'm giving you more of me.
Amen.
Told you the story about the old Indian chief, missionary, came to the village. Many of the Indians in the village started getting saved, and the chief came to the missionary, and he had his bow and his arrow. He said, "Chief, give the missionary, give God best bow, best arrow." Missionary looked at the chief and said, "God doesn't want your bow or your arrow." Chief went away mad. He come back the next day, leading a beautiful paint horse. And he said, "Chief, give God best pony." He said, "Sorry, Chief, God doesn't want your pony either." He came back the next day. He said, "Chief, give God most valuable possession." He took off his headdress. He said, "Chief, God doesn't want your headdress either." He came back the next day and he threw up his hands. He said, "Chief, give God chief. That's all I have left." He said, "Now you got it." Amen. A lot of times we think God's interested in a lot of things that He's really not interested in.
Amen.
I heard my pastor in the pulpit praying for the Super Bowl. I thought, you know, you might be a football fan, but God could care less who wins that game. Amen. I just don't think He's interested in a lot of things I think He's in. We think He's in. But I know He is interested in me and you. Amen. How much more time could you spend on a daily basis? Not just Christmas. But maybe this year at Christmas we could tell God, "God, I'm going to do my best to spend more time with you." And you know when you do that, that cell phone will ring.
Oh, yeah.
Those bad thoughts will start going through your head.
Yes, sir.
You'll get the hiccups. The devil will do everything in the world to keep you from having communion with your Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen.
Why does he fight that so bad? Because it's so vital.
Amen.
It's so important.
Amen.
This year we ought to say, "Lord, I'm giving you more of my time." Secondly, we can give to God more of our talent.
Yes.
More of our talent. Amen. I wonder how many have got a head under a mattress. Wonder how many in this church could probably sing. Teach a Sunday school class. Work a bus route. God's giving you talent. But man, there's people in this church that can't do what I can do. And there's people in this church that can do what I can't do. I can't work children's church. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I have to be in here. I can't keep the nursery.
Amen.
And would not if I could.
Amen.
It's not a good idea legally to ever have a man in the nursery, Brother Peterson. So there's our excuse right there. It's against the law. Amen. Did y'all see how many babies we had up here Sunday night?
18.
They're all going to be in the nursery.
Wow.
18 babies. I think, I'm not saying we're making this a rule, but I think it ought to be a rule. Now, y'all don't fall out with me right here. If you use the nursery, you work the nursery. And if you use the nursery, if you would work with the nurse, work the nursery, you would seldom have to do it.
That's right. That's right.
But I go back to the nursery, and we've got grandmothers.
You're right.
People who don't even have children work in the nursery. And people who have children not work in the nursery.
Right.
One lady told me, she said, I just can't do it. I just can't. You're a mama, of course you can. Are we okay? I'll smile at you a little bit. See, if you use it, go to work. I might as well just dismiss that. Man, we got things we can do for God. I like what Brother Stacy does. Brother Stacy said, I can't do much, but I can cook. You know, I mean, you have any idea how much money he's raised for our church since he's been here? And I'm not just tooting his horn, he ain't even here tonight. He's at home with this head cold with. Have any idea how much? I'm talking about way up in the thousands.
Right.
Amen.
Paid for our camp meeting this year. Listen, we spent between $8,000 and $10,000. And if we'd had to pay for it with what went in the offering plate through the week, I couldn't have wrote one love offering check. No, seriously, I probably could have wrote a couple if that didn't. I'm not kidding. You said, that's a talent. That's a talent.
That's right. Amen.
I come up here and open sacks for him to put the Boston butt down here, but I can't do that. But he can do it, and he's good at it, so that's what he does. He found something that he can do for God.
Amen.
And I bet there's something that you're holding on to that you can do for God. Guarantee. There's probably somebody come up here and help turn a wrench and help Joseph work on the bus.
Yep.
That ain't real glamorous, is it? How many Sunday, Brother Greg? Where'd you go? Three?
Yes.
Had three saved Sunday morning. You said that again, had three saved Sunday morning. I'd say that's pretty glamorous right there. Amen. Somebody enabled those buses to run so that those three children could get on a bus, come and hear the gospel, and trust Christ as their Savior.
Amen.
Woo! How about that? Amen. Some of you men can probably carry a tune.
Amen.
It's this left side up here is a little bit weak.
Yes,
sir. Amen. No, Todd says we need more women. Amen. I appreciate them girls from Victor Valley getting up in that choir.
Amen.
That first Sunday I saw them up there, I couldn't help but I just started crying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God can use all of us.
Amen.
God will use all of us if we'll just give him the Indian.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
I'll never forget when I surrendered my life to God. I wonder how many in this building are saved, but you have never surrendered your life to God. You've never just laid it on the altar and say, God, here it is.
Amen.
Whatever you want me to do, I don't care, I'll do it. That's what I said.
Amen.
I said, here am I, send me.
Yes.
And I meant that with all my heart. If God had said go to the Congo, I'd be in the jungle tonight eating monkey meat for supper. Because I meant business. I told God I was content with what I was doing.
Amen.
I was driving a bus and being a youth pastor. By the way, that's one of the greatest jobs you can do in the church.
Amen.
And you're doing a good one, brother.
Amen.
Working with them young people.
Amen.
Man, I miss that. I miss that. They used to come to my house every Friday night. I'd have 50 or 60 kids in my living room.
Yeah.
Would we, Brother Todd? Some of the best meetings I've ever been in my life. Been in my living room.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, what a privilege and what a joy to work with these kids.
Amen.
Miss Irene, Brother Jerry, Kristen, and her brother, Nick. Jason and Lauren, they are the best I have ever seen working with them guys.
Amen.
And I've been all over this country. Let me say it again, they're the best I've ever seen.
Amen.
Brother Greg and Brother Thomas, they've been doing it so long, working with the juniors out there. I'll tell you, these people are doing a great job.
Amen.
Sometimes it's tough to handle that many kids with just a few people. Amen. God could use some help.
Amen.
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 By the way, if you're recorded or whatever you call it, pedophile, we don't want you out there.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's up a good thing.
Amen.
Some of you got talents. I appreciate what Brother Jesse's done with these boys. These boys work around here.
Right.
I like it. These boys are going to take down the choir chairs and all this stuff up here tonight.
Amen.
Hey, they may not be in the pulpit yet. They may not be able to teach a class yet. But man, they got hands and they got muscles and they got feet and they can do work for God. They can take out a garbage can.
Amen.
Amen. Seen Brother Dennis, I believe it was, coming down the hallway the other morning with a plunger. And I didn't say it, but I thought it in my heart. Plunger for Jesus. Seriously. It's all God's work.
Amen.
Every bit of it, from plunging the toilets to wiping snotty noses and changing diapers, it's all God's work.
Amen.
We're having the ability. Listen, there's going to come a day in your life when you no longer can.
That's right.
Yeah. Say it again. There's going to be a day in your life when you no longer can. I remember one Saturday that Brother, I think Brother Charles was with me. We went over to Miss Kay Faulkner's and took her some CDs of the services. That's before we started, whatever you call that, live streaming. And I handed them CDs, Brother Charles. If you remember, she sat there and held them in her hand, little tears running down her face. She said, "Thank you, Brother Andy, but it ain't the same." She said, "You don't know what it means till you can't.
No.
I don't know how many different things I've made up my mind. I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And procrastinate. You never get around to it. Then you'll be like me. You wake up one morning and you're 52 years old.
Yes,
think, where did it all go?
Yes, sir.
You know what the Lord said? It's a vapor. It appears for a little while and vanishes away. We only got one life. I believe it was Lee Robertson said, only one life will it soon be passed, and only which is done for Christ will last. That's all that's going to count. How many home runs you've hit? How many three-pointers you've shot?
Right.
It ain't going to matter.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong playing ball. But it ain't gonna matter.
Right.
We're not gonna stand before the judgment seat of Christ and be judged on how big a deer we shot.
Amen.
How many fish we caught. How many games we won.
Amen.
How many horses we broke. But none of that's gonna matter.
Amen.
We're gonna be judged for what we've done for Him.
Amen.
What can we give Him? We can give Him a time. give you my tithe. And I'll give you the last one. I'll save this for last because I figured you'd kill me. How many of you know what that is?
Amen.
We ought to make up our minds. We're going to start giving.
Amen.
So what is a tithe? This is where you take 10% off the top of what God's given you and you give it back to Him. Tithing is biblical.
Yeah.
Somebody said it's not in the New Testament. I beg to differ. In the New Testament, everything is magnified. Personally, I believe in giving more than a tithe.
Amen.
And I do. Just in my regular offer, my tithe check is more than 10%. And I make less than a lot of you. If I can do it, you can do it.
Amen.
I've said it a million times, you can't afford not to. God will not let you keep His money.
Right.
It belongs to Him.
Amen.
If you don't do it, you say, well, I don't make the $200 a week. Well, good, you don't have to tithe the $20.
Right.
Look at it that way.
Amen.
If you make $2,000 a week, then you got to give more.
Yeah.
Are we okay with this?
Right.
Amen. I'm not bragging, but I give way above my tithe. Brother Tom will show you the records. I ain't a bit ashamed of it. I write a missions check every week. Every 2 weeks, we write a check to Victory Valley Rescue Records. Since we started that, it's never been missed. Not one time. Why? I realize how important this is. Our church doesn't function, and our church doesn't operate without it. And you're some of the givenest people I know. I took up a love offering for a family, actually to help pay for a funeral. Sunday morning, $635. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But then our offering is about $1,000 below budget. Are we okay?
Yes,
now listen, you say, well, that ain't that big a deal. By the end of the month, it's $4,000 below. We were doing very good. We had a good surplus and we bought some buses. Thank God we needed them. We redid our parking lot. That needed to be done too. And by the time we spent that surplus, somebody stopped tithing. I told your son, William, I said, our offerings, I said, we ain't missed you a lick, but we sure are missing your tithes. Amen. And if you don't just do it 1 week and let the devil throw a monkey wrench in your week and say, see?
Amen.
Let God see you're going to be faithful.
Amen.
In 20-something years, I have never missed it.
Amen.
I have never missed it. I'm not just talking about since our kids are grown. I'm talking about from the time they were little.
Amen.
I remember when we first got saved. My wife and I were sitting about right there where Tommy's at, and at White Oak, an offering plate came by on Sunday morning, and she threw a $20 bill in there. I like broke my arm snatching it out. I said, what do you think you're doing? She said, I'm tithing. I said, you ain't tithing no $20. Put a five in there. I serious heart attack. Roger Cole lives in heaven now. He and I was fishing a bass tournament together. And Roger was about as blunt as a dull axe. I'm in the back of the boat. He's in the front of the boat. He said, Ed, let me ask you a question. I said, yes, sir. He said, you tithe. I said, well, I give it. But he said, ain't what I asked you. He said, I asked you if you tithe. I said, what do you mean? He said, do you give a full 10% right off the top of what you make? I said, no. He said, well, you're an idiot. He said, you are a straight up idiot.
Amen.
And he taught me my very first lesson on tithe. As far as I know, it ain't been missed since.
Amen.
How many of you like what this church is doing?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You want to keep doing it?
Amen.
You want to keep doing it? Don't let the devil feed you that you can't afford to. You can't afford not to. My preacher used to say, if you keep it, the transmission guy will get it. Or the washing machine repair will get it. Or the pediatrician will get it. You're not going to keep it. Well, Kevin.
Amen.
What can I give God? Give him more of myself. Give him more of my time. I can give him more of my time. I can give him more of my time. That's a good commitment for somebody to make. When our kids were little, they got started getting jobs. We told them, you're going to tie.
Amen.
You're going to tie. And we told them to do that. He said, well, if I do it, it ain't much. Listen, ain't none of us give much.
Amen.
We're not a church full of rich people. But when you take my little bit, and your little bit, and your little bit, and we put all our little bits together, we get something done for the honor and glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. We okay? We got retired people to tithe off our Social Security. You know what I'd like to do one Sunday? This year with my plan. See how it goes. Have a 90% Sunday. I know several churches that do that. One Sunday a year, they have a 90% Sunday. You have to prepare for it. You have to be ready for it. I wonder how that would be. Give 90% of your paycheck and keep 10.
Amen.
We used to have God to get by with it every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. I need a positive note to finish this. Amen. I think it is a positive note. The Bible said God loveth a cheerful giver.
Amen.
You know, this is the way I look at it, Brother Todd. Well, we've got the prayer sheet. So, this is the way I look at it. Every Sunday morning, without fail, I sit down in the office and I write 3 checks. 2 checks. Every other week I write 3. Get your back. And every check I write while I'm writing, I'm saying thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That I made to write this check. Thank you, Lord, for what you've given me. And I get to that next check. Thank you, Lord, that I can support a missionary. Thank you, Lord, that Caleb's going to get a portion of this. And Drew, that pretty little brown-eyed girl, is going to get something to eat. Amen. I get to write that missionary check. Every other week, I get to write that Victory Valley check. I know that those girls are going to have groceries tonight. Man, that's a blessing. That is a blessing. If you can tithe, that means you've got an income.
Amen.
And that means God's blessed you.
Amen.
In some way.
Amen.
Amen. Where's he at on your list? Has he got top billing? You might need to bump somebody for 2 or 3. Give him the priority he deserves. They brought the King of Kings gifts. Did you know all 3 of those gifts were very costly? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Frankincense and myrrh is not just a fragrance. It's a medicinal. I'm telling you, they didn't just give sparingly. They brought the best stuff they had.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what we ought to do, is we ought to give God the best we got. And what happens is the world gets the best of us and we give God what's left.
Amen.
Lord, just give him it all.
Amen.
Somebody will get on the saw and give it all to you. I could take you to the spot where I surrendered my life. Well, my head stuck right up under the Lord's supper table while I was praying. I remember it just like Brother Fred, and now I got saved. It was that real, and it was that vivid. When I totally said, God, whatever you want. He's not stopped using me since. This was not what I expected. This is the most wonderful thing in the world. Wonder if there's anybody here tonight. You never have surrendered. You never just fully given God your life and said, whatever you want, whatever. I'll sign a blank contract, God, if you fill it in. It'd be a good time for somebody. I know it's going to be tonight. But it'd be a good time for somebody to surrender their life. You say, well, I'm afraid of what you'll have me do. Whatever it is will be the most fun you ever have. Do anything.
Amen.
I remember my first sermon. I didn't want it. I ran from God. I didn't want to preach. First sermon I preached, probably the worst sermon anybody ever heard in their entire life. I got done and I said, yes, I'm going to do that again. That was fun. I love it. I love it. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't travel around the country. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't get up here every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesdays when I'm home. I wouldn't do it. But I love it.
Amen.
Whatever the will of God for is for your life, you'll love it. Guaranteed. Let's stand there for you.